This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. A judge will decide if Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters will be allowed to oversee the 2022 election. Peters is being investigated for a security breach of voting machines last year. The Secretary of State's office had asked Peters to okay heavy oversight for this year's elections. Peters refused, and the state filed a lawsuit to block her from overseeing it. Peters was already barred from running the 2021 election. Emergency doctors are sounding the alarm, saying the pandemic is pushing providers and the health system to the limit. Here's CPR's John Daly.
An emergency doctors group says it has told the governor's office about problems from a nursing shortage to a lack of access to rapid testing. Its president, Dr. Ricky Dhaliwal, says ERs are struggling to treat high numbers of patients as the Omicron surge continues.
We are in a crisis, and the thing about it is that this is a crisis that's now, and it's about to get worse.
The group wants the state to better communicate when people should seek emergency care and to enact emergency protocols for hospitals. The health department says it has no plans to activate those crisis guidelines. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
This is the week that state agencies give lawmakers updates on what's going on with their agency and any looming challenges. It's a chance for lawmakers, who will decide on new policies in education, healthcare, transportation, and more, to ask questions about funding and other programs. Metro Denver is at 45. It's going to be real chilly and freezing rain tomorrow. You're listening to CPR News.